From Ballymoney and County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Gospel broadcast. It's good to have you join with us today, and I hope you'll be able to stay with us for the next 15 minutes as the Reverend Raymond McLernan lets the Bible speak.
Welcome once again to the programme. We're so glad that you can join us. In Proverbs 1:24-26 we read, "Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh." The book of Proverbs is a book of contrasts or comparisons. For example, in verse 7 of this opening chapter, Solomon says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. There are many on this earth who would no doubt consider themselves wise in this world, but if they don't know the Saviour, then all their knowledge is worth nothing. That's what the Bible says, and the Bible is always right. It's interesting to find that in this book of Proverbs alone, there are 27 references to fools or foolishness, but exactly twice as many, 54, references to wisdom. Does that not tell us something? Now, since the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, is this not another way of saying that fools hate the Lord? Or that that person who hates the Lord is a fool? Now, your heart may immediately say, "Oh, but I don't hate the Lord." Beloved, with all due respect, if you refuse to accept Him into your heart and life, then you don't love Him. When we come to chapter 10, verse 21, we're told that fools die for want of wisdom, which just means that fools die for want of a Saviour. But the Saviour doesn't want you to be one of them. As we look at this verse, there are three things we want to notice here, three things that Solomon came to recognize, and these are things that we would need to give heed to today. First of all, the cry of wisdom. Verse 20, "Wisdom crieth out without, she uttereth her voice in the streets." The Lord Jesus Christ is that true wisdom that speaks to the sons of men. But you notice that wisdom here makes her appeal as open and public as possible. Wisdom is not to be hid in a corner. She makes her cry in the streets. But who or what do we find in the streets? Isn't that where all the enticing frivolities of sin are being flaunted? Verse 21 has it that she crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, "How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity?" That word simplicity, it just means silly or easily seduced. But isn't this how it is in the cities? Isn't the city where you find all manner of sinful practices going on? Isn't that where all the bigger attractions, so-called, are? All the bright lights and the tinsel of sin? And isn't it true that those lights look so much more attractive in the dark? And the dark there has more meaning than just the end of today's light. Go into any city, to that area where all the nightlife is, and you'll find multitudes of young people drinking and dancing the night away. They're led to believe that this is living. But who told them that this is so? Isn't it one of Satan's favourite lies that you need these things, that you need to have as much of the world as you can get? That's not to say that sin isn't to be found in smaller environments outside the city. Regrettably, there are dens of iniquity all around us. But one reason why the city does hold a greater attraction is that that's where more people are going to be found. And there's a certain feeling of safety in numbers. But then we are reminded in Matthew 7 of the words of the Saviour when he said, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Now there may just be those who are drawn into the city by the thought that they can hide among the crowd. Maybe some come from Christian homes where parents are concerned about where their young people are going to, and the city may be seen as somewhere to escape to. Perhaps the thought is that there's less chance of being recognized, and so sin can be entered into more freely. But beloved, God's all-seeing eye is on the sinner no matter where he tries to hide. You need to be advised that God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6 and 8 reads, For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Now you need to take a look at what seeds you're sowing in your lifetime, because that's what you're going to reap. It is time to listen to the voice of wisdom. Secondly, there's the contempt for wisdom. Verse 24 again, I have called, and ye have refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. Anyone who can't accept that the Bible is the Word of God will never be saved. People say, oh, I believe some bits of the Bible, but there are other parts that I'm not so sure about. The bits that people don't like are those parts that show them to be sinners. They don't like that. But isn't it a tragedy that they don't like the truth that tells them that Christ died for sinners? That if they would but look to him by faith, they would never have to succumb to the consequences of sin, because he has already borne that wrath for them. That's the glorious message of the gospel. But they don't want it. Wisdom says that if a man will come to Christ and trust him for salvation, God will save him. But have you come to faith to prove that God is as good as his word? You can't prove it until you do come. You have to believe his word on the matter. If you won't believe his word, you can't be saved. The Lord Jesus said in John 5 and 40, You will not come to me that you might have life. Real life is found in trusting Christ. And aren't you looking for life? Proverbs 29 and verse 1 reads, He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Genesis 6 and 3 carries that solemn warning, My spirit shall not always strive with man. Beloved, heed the warning. It's not God's will that you should volunteer yourself for a lost eternity. But if you reject his mercy, that's exactly what you're doing. Verse 25 says, But ye have said it not, all my counsel. Verse 26, I also will laugh at your calamity. You don't want to risk that for anything. And notice lastly the consolation through wisdom. Verse 23, Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. Verses 32 to 33, For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Notice the order of things here. The first step is to turn. That immediately suggests that if you're unsaved, then you're travelling in the wrong direction, and you need to turn around for your own safety. Ezekiel 33:11 has this exhortation, Say unto them, As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? But in contrast to this, we're told in Psalm 116, verse 15, Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Allow me to ask you what it is that you're living for. As far as your heaven is concerned, this is it. What you have now is the best you can ever hope to have, as long as you refuse to accept Christ as your Savior. Because when you're finished in this life, you'll be launched out into a lost eternity. And we've just seen that that is not God's will for you. But do you see that turning from sin is associated with wisdom? How can you refuse the one who actually gave his life for you? That's how precious your soul is to him. Can you see any wisdom then in refusing a free pardon from sin and the promise of a home in heaven? Oh, if you would be wise, you would come to Christ and be saved, and you would do it today. You have no guarantee of tomorrow. Let us encourage you then to trust him for full salvation. It's the wisest thing that you can do. Will you not come today and receive Christ?
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the Gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's programme. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.